and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
Crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hand in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad,
sort of
but not
American
as bad as it might have been. The left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod had held it broken. Not as bad as a broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to Chi's thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents, and scratches. Chi found the chrome strip that Janet Pete had so admired about 15 yards back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. The plume of dust produced by the Plymouth was receding over the rim of the mesa. Chi watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in the buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk to get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was... Okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards.
Absolutely beautiful, Janet
Pete
had said. I fell in love with it, she said. Just what I always wanted.
And chaos,
but
and
he would
prices.
Think that
what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring
the
into
the
diminishing
the Lord
haze of dust,
love for neighbor.
But his vision was
for
turning
days,
wild, imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word go
the profile, the suggestion
brothers,
of pockmarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter of pride.
A few days,
he would find the man again, sooner or later. By mid-afternoon, with the big bag at Bernie's old garage, it would be
raise the
sooner.
Wine, show laughter
so knew the
Plymouth
had, in fact, once stowed it in, and he knew little about the backbo bandits. Everything that goes around comes around, she said happily.
Carry
forth
the sweet memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that so said.
And let life
what's
be
it going to
by the
cost you
of Christian benevolence.
To balance out this big
the earth can
I
be
mean
a better
catching
place.
The sun
of
the beach,
the
she
to
said.
Make it so.
At least I'm going to be able
to
okay all together.
She's
not my girlfriend, she said. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client, and had tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him, and how sore Pete had been about him. Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see how you're going to catch him with that. Little I know about him, so
purples,
not even his name. What I remember is he works out in a blank of gas field on
the
other side of Farmington, or said he did,
giving the illusion of a
and that you pulled him in when he had transmission troubles, and he paid you with $200 bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck as
a
revival tank. Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paper plate. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco. his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
My God,
I don't know about that,
he was
she said. She prepares his big elaborate dinner. Had a guest coming
chair,
to visit, a man
forward.
Very important to her. She put it in the
time.
Fridge and she didn't come back.
Lipon
had been looking
two?
Out across the grassland
yes,
towards the distant thunderheads.
Nezha
appeared to him that this would sound strange. She glanced at him.
It's
a San Juan County missing persons case, he said. But I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I mean,
resigning.
I am on terminal leave, Lipon said. A few more days and I am a civilian. Chi could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lipon, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlap, I mean. We have Dr. Freeman Bernard being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
What is he worried about?
So, you just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
was
not taking, I should reverse
himself
it. Don't miss, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then I see.
Was simply too
not
much
that
much
natural.
Was
come
too
on.
Crazy.
All right,
his
all right.
Would have
the pontiff rose from his chair and smiled benignly at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once again to his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear.
Else that had happened.
In case anyone
it
should
came,
ask which one is San Gennaro, nobody would ask. If someone does, who's your standard reply?
Then
ah, yes, study the scriptures myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy. Walk slowly and stand up
desk.
Straight and smile.
Two guys raced
you're happy.
Out to the east
I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco I,
the
Vicar of Christ, walked
it
through the enormous doors out
no
onto the balcony to be greeted by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of St. Peter's. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful raised their voices in exaltation of the Spirit.
All together. And none of it in any Lipon's business, she thought, not if he had resigned. So why was he out here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess, but Lipon seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at
the
tree. I guess I'm tired, he said.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lipon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in front of us. Lifelong habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard woman. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare the big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator? To cheat the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her dinner spoil was all too easy, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. All right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.